Let's start, though, with the extraordinary news today involving the U.S. and China. You know, the relationship between Washington and Beijing is often all about nuance and diplomacy. Not today. Today, it's in your face in the form of a federal indictment. In an unprecedented move, the U.S. Justice Department has charged five members of China's military with cyber espionage. The indictment says they've stolen trade secrets from American companies. Attorney General Eric Holder said these are the first charges of this kind against a state actor. The World's Matthew Bell has details.
The indictment names five Chinese military officers with the People's Liberation Army, all of them members of Unit 61398, which U.S. officials say conducts extensive cyber espionage. Attorney General Holder said the suspects broke into private computer networks to steal trade secrets and internal communications from American companies.
The alleged hacking appears to have been conducted for no other reason than to advantage state-owned companies and other interests in China at the expense of businesses here in the United States. This is a tactic that the United States government categorically denounces.
The indictment names six U.S. companies as targets, including Westinghouse, U.S. Steel, and Solar World. China's foreign ministry issued a statement saying the U.S. charges are made up and demanding they be rescinded. But James Lewis of the Center on Strategic and International Studies says China can't be surprised. U.S. officials all the way up to President Obama have been raising this issue with their Chinese counterparts in meetings. Lewis says he was present at one such meeting about 2 years ago where the Americans presented a paper about Chinese hacking activities overseen by the People's Liberation Army.
And a Chinese PLA colonel responded by saying, look, in the U.S., military espionage is heroic and economic espionage is a crime, but in China, the line is not so clear. Now, I think that sort of encapsulates the whole thing, is that the Chinese behave in a way that's not the way other countries behave, and we want them to play by the rules.
The Justice Department suggests that Chinese cybercrime undermines the free market and hurts American jobs. Lewis says there's a consensus on the extent of the problem among U.S. officials.
An internal study showed that Chinese economic espionage dwarfed all other countries, including Russia. So they are the most active. Last year, the FBI notified 3,000 U.S. companies that they'd been hacked. It's simply amazing.
3,000, by the way, works out to 8 companies hacked every day. The FBI has added photos of the five wanted men to its website. Two of them are pictured in their Chinese military uniforms. They're being charged on 31 counts, each carrying possible penalties of 2 to 15 years in prison. In responding to U.S. allegations, the Chinese government points to revelations about cyber spying by the National Security Agency and says it's actually China that's a victim of U.S. surveillance and cyber theft. But James Lewis says that does not undermine the U.S. government's case against Chinese hacking.
If there was evidence that the NSA stole information to help U.S. companies, don't you think it would have been leaked by now? There is no such evidence. The second reason is the U.S. has always been really open with China. Espionage is a two-way street. We know great powers engage in espionage. What we object to is commercial espionage.
It would be unthinkable for China to extradite members of its military for prosecution in U.S. courts, but today's charges do raise the stakes on a contentious issue between Washington and Beijing. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.